Okay. My name is Mike Felker, and what I'm going to talk about is work we've been doing in Philadelphia, the VFP and UNA, United Nations Association chapters, around the campaign to ban landmines. In 1968, when I was training to become a Navy medic, a Navy hospital corpsman, the first patient I took care of was a Marine who had part of his leg blown off by an anti-personnel landmine in Vietnam. I changed his dressing, gave him his medications, that sort of thing. In late 1969, I was sent to Vietnam to the 1st Marine Division, and I replaced a hospital corpsman who had been killed by a landmine on December 23rd, 1969. While I was in Vietnam, most of the casualties that I took care of were Americans and Vietnamese who stepped on mines called toe poppers, which were booby traps mainly buried in the ground that were meant to blow off somebody's foot or leg. They weren't meant to kill a person. But not all landmines are just in the ground. Shortly after I got to Nam, we had a Marine radioman's antenna hit a tripwire in a tree, and it set off a mine that was up in the tree, and it basically blew off the top of his head. Another corpsman and I tried to save him. We did CPR, tried to stop the bleeding, tried to do a tracheotomy out in the field, but we weren't successful. The devastation caused by landmines continues. It's estimated there's up to 70 million still in place globally. Nobody knows the actual numbers. Landmines are indiscriminate weapons by nature. They do not distinguish between a soldier's footstep and a child's footstep. Mines are present in more than 60 countries: Angola, Cambodia, Mozambique, Bosnia, Somalia, Iraq, Kuwait, Afghanistan, Vietnam, Nicaragua, and El Salvador and Libya are some of the most severely mined countries. The toll on mine-affected communities is devastating. The consequences felt for years after hostilities cease. Roads, paths, bridges, and buildings are booby-trapped with landmines. Men, women, and children step on landmines, usually when trying to farm, herd livestock, or gather firewood. Landmine victims suffer debilitating physical and emotional injuries. Transportation to medical aid and treatment in many countries is slow and limited. Infections of the wounds take a high toll. Children are particularly vulnerable because the kids are small, so if they step on a mine, their body mass is closer to the impact. The cost, rehabilitation capabilities, and providing of prosthetics fall far short of the demand. It costs between $100 and $3,000 to provide an artificial limb for landmine survivors. A child who loses a limb due to a landmine needs a replacement approximately every 6 months because the kid's growing. An adult needs a new prosthetic usually every 3 to 5 years. I'm going to read a passage from a book, Landmines, a Resource Book, by Ray McGrath, about an incident in Afghanistan. Quote, "A small boy about 9 years old was following his goats as they grazed in the mountains. His name is not known. He was probably playing a little, throwing stones maybe, or he would have noticed the small green mine that blew his foot off at the ankle. From what we know of how people react, from the memories of those who have survived, the little shepherd boy probably hopped or dragged himself to where his foot lay. He would have tried to put his foot back on the bleeding stump of his ankle. He would have cried or maybe just sat lonely and quiet and helpless and slipped into unconsciousness. His goats must have stayed until after he died, probably until the wild dogs arrived on the scene. We have no way of knowing exactly what happened. The dogs found him days before we did." Unquote. The estimated cost of removing the landmines already in place globally is $33 billion. In Philadelphia, the UNA and Veterans for Peace chapters over the past couple of years have raised around $40,000 to support UN demining efforts in Mozambique and Afghanistan. In Afghanistan, Mozambique, the area that we help pay for demining is a subsection of a larger minefield, and the area they just finished the demining in that area. It's going to be used for agricultural purposes, and it gives villagers access to a road that they previously had not had access to. In Afghanistan, what we've been doing is sending $5,000 increments to support demining teams. It usually, I think, covers for about 2 to 3 months UN demining team in Afghanistan. One of the other things we've done is try to urge our government to sign the landmine treaty that Chuck was talking about. I think with this administration, that's highly unlikely. But over 140 countries have signed the treaty that bans the use, production, stockpiling, and transferring of anti-personnel landmines. And there are military personnel who have said that landmines are not a good weapon. 15 retired U.S. military commanders, including General Norman Schwarzkopf, urged the United States to join the ban of anti-personnel mines, citing a ban as being, quote, humane, but also militarily responsible. In Philadelphia, some of the things we've been doing around the campaign are talking to groups. We talk to church groups, community groups, schools. We did a presentation to the Presbyterian churches of the Philadelphia area, and they've sort of taken on the landmine campaign as a project over the past couple of years. We've developed brochures. This is the one we use for the Mozambique campaign. This is the one we use for the Afghanistan campaign. And I have some for the Afghanistan campaign over on the table there. We set up tables at various events. Last year, we were at the American Public Health Association convention in Philadelphia. And we spoke with a lot of folks like Physicians Without Borders, other healthcare workers, and it really was a good thing we did. From that, through somewhat convoluted means, we raised nearly $5,000. We try to publicize the campaign to ban landmines. We've had articles in the Philadelphia Inquirer. Last year we had an article in the Journal of Mine Action. Around the holidays, we have cards. If people will send in a donation, we will send a card to whoever they want, noting that they've had a donation made in their name. We're working on having a group of 5th, 6th, and 7th, and 8th graders in the fall make posters, and we're going to hopefully have a poster exhibit around United Nations Week in October. And one of the things I've done over the past couple of years is in Philadelphia, there's the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Run. It's a 10-kilometer run. And this is basically a run to raise money for the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Philadelphia and to support a scholarship fund. That's what the entrance fees support. But what I do is take pledges for the landmine campaign when I do it. And I don't run fast, but I do get through the 10 kilometers. And this year, we raised like $1,100 through the pledges. We also had developed a resource list. And again, there's some of these on the table over there. What we feel in Philadelphia is that when we're using our resources to remove landmines, we're working to remove suffering. We're working to remove fear and impoverishment. We're working against the horrors of war and working towards building a safer world for all citizens. Thank you.